Trolls had no sense of personal space, and a ton of what was, for practical purposes, a kind of rock, was looming right over the table. The troll analysed the question. The recruits stood in silence, mugs halfway to mouths.
"No," said the troll at last. "Gonna fight. We an army. God save the..."
The troll paused and looked at the ceiling. Whatever it was seeking there didn't appear to be visible. Then it looked at its feet, which had grass growing on them. Then it looked at its free hand and moved its fingers as if counting something.
"Duchess," it said.
It had been a long wait. The table creaked as the troll laid a hand on it, palm upwards.
"Gimme shilling."
"We've only got bits of paper," Corporal Strappy began.
Sergeant Jackram jabbed an elbow into his ribs.
"Upon my oath, are you mad?" he hissed. "There's a 10-man bounty for enlisting a troll."
With his other hand, he reached into his jacket pocket, pulled out a real silver shilling, and placed it delicately in the huge hand.
"Welcome to your new life, friend. I'll just write your name down, shall I? What is it?"
The troll looked at the ceiling, feet, sergeant, wall, and table. Polly saw its lips move.
"Corberundum,"
it volunteered.
"Yeah, probably," said the sergeant. How would you like to shave, to cut off some of that hair, moss? We've got a sort of regulation."
Wall, floor, ceiling, table, fingers, sergeant.
"No,"
said Carborundum.
"Right. Right, right," said the sergeant quickly. "It's not a regulation as per such, actually. It's more of an advisory. Silly one, Tui, I've always thought so. Glad to have you with us," he added fervently.
The troll licked the coin, which gleamed like a diamond in its hand. It actually did have grass growing under its fingernails too, Polly noticed. Then Carborundum trudged to the bar. The crowd parted instantly, because a troll never had to stand at the back of the press of bodies waving money and trying to catch the barman's eye. He broke the coin in two and dropped both halves on the bar top. Eyebrow swallowed. He looked as though he would have said, "Are you sure?" Except that this was not a question barman addressed to people weighing over half a ton. Carborundum thought for a while and then said,
"Gimme drink."
Eyebrow nodded, disappeared briefly into the room behind the bar, and came back holding a double-handed mug. Maledict sneezed. Polly's eyes watered. It was the kind of smell you sense with your teeth. The pub might make foul beer as a matter of course, but this was eye-stinging vinegar. Eyebrow dropped one half of the silver coin into it, and then took a copper penny out of the money drawer and held it over the fuming mug. The troll nodded. With just a hint of ceremony, like a cocktail waiter dropping the little umbrella into a double entendre, Eyebrow let the copper fall. More bubbles welled up. Igor watched with interest. Carborundum picked the mug up in two fingers of each shovel-like hand and swallowed the contents in one gulp. He stood stock still for a moment, then carefully put the mug back on the bar.
"You gentlemen might like to move back a bit," murmured Eyebrow.
"What's going to happen?" said Polly.
"It takes them all differently," said Eyebrow. "Looks like this one's... No, there he goes."
With considerable style, Carborundum went over backwards. There was no sagging at the knees, no girly attempt to soften the fall. He just went from standing up, one hand out, to lying down, one hand up. He even rocked gently for some time after hitting the floor.
"Got no head for his drink," said Eyebrow. "Typical of the young bucks. Wants to play the big troll, come in here, order an electric floor banger. Doesn't know how to handle it."
"Is he going to come around?" said Maledict.
"No, that's it until dawn, I reckon," said Eyebrow. "Brain stops working." "Shouldn't affect him too much, then," said Corporal Strappy, stepping up. "Right, you miserable lot.
You're sleeping in the shed out the back, understand? Practically waterproof, hardly any rats. We're out of here at dawn. You're in the army now.